average.
Nebraska-based Rob Seco has completed the purchase of an independent germplasm pool. Rob Seco marketing manager Chuck Lee says this seed genetics is focused on 95-day relative maturity and earlier corns.
14% of the corn belt is below 95 days of maturity, so it doesn't sound like a large amount, but it is about 12.6 million acres of corn. So there is a lot of corn in northwest Minnesota, North Dakota, and the majors really don't focus on that market very well. They spend most all their money breeding corn for the I states. You know.
Corn grown in the northern plains has some specific needs.
Yeah, I mean, I think as always in the north, there's a couple of items that are challenging. One is dry down, so the amount of husk cover a corn plant has often affects its dry down rate. So for especially those early maturities, even below 90, 85, et cetera, husk cover is really, really critical. And so you need a germplasm base that has limited husk cover to expedite dry down.
Rob Seco expects the first releases will be ready for the 2024 growing season.
Hog number